Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us. We thank you, Father God, for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak, and the light of your revelation to just brighten and bring light and bring joy and peace to our minds. We just thank you for that, Father God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you receive all the praise, honor, and glory. And we thank you for that revelation to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to look at a passage of Scripture we've probably looked at before here several times. But recently I was listening to something that really helped me a lot about prayer. This is found in 1 Thessalonians 5, and we'll look at verses 16 through 18. Paul's writing here. He says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And now one of my favorite translations, the Passion Translation, says, "Let joy be your continual feast. Make your life a prayer." Notice he didn't say make your life a prayer life. He said make your life a prayer. "And in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks, for this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ." You know, when we spend time with God, and let that joy rise up within us. Then, this is kind of like a sandwich here. Like verse 16 says, talking about joy. Verse 17 talks about prayer. But we give thanks in verse 18. So joy and thanksgiving are the two parts of the sandwich, and inside is prayer. So I think it's important to spend time with God before we pray. You know, we draw near to him, we get close to him, and we'll see the results of that time spent with him when we connect with his presence. I know when I've gone in and just kind of thrown up a desperate prayer to God, you know, and God hears those prayers for sure, but why not prepare our hearts? Why not prepare our hearts and seek his face, seek him first, and let my joy be a continual feast? You know, the notes of the Passion are just so dynamic. It reads this way. It says it can be translated, "Be joyous in every season." I don't know about you, but some seasons I've not wanted to be joyous in. But I think it's important that even through a victory or through what we feel like a defeat, which really isn't, that God loves us and he cares for us and he wants to hear from us. He wants you to come before him and to come boldly before his throne. Sometimes I haven't gone very boldly before the throne of God. I've hesitated. I've wondered. That's sin consciousness, basically. I came condemning myself. But God wants you to just hang out with him and spend time with him. Again, verse 16, let joy be your continual feast. I'm feasting on joy. So where does joy come from? Joy comes from our heart. It's a fruit of the Spirit. But over in Psalm 16:11, the word says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Many times I have to inspect myself, and we all should. Are we walking in joy? Are we letting joy be a continual feast in our life? I mean, to the point that we're like eating joy and releasing, just speaking it out. It's something that's there before us. If we're in his presence, there's fullness of joy. I can always tell when I haven't been in his presence. Why? Because there's not fullness of joy. Well, the Bible's so simple, we try to complicate it, don't we? And then let's skip down to verse 18. "And in the midst of 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks, for this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus." So I've got to stay in his presence and be aware of his presence. Be aware of what he's doing in your life. Being aware of Christ in us, the hope of glory, the hope of the world, our hope, hallelujah. But in the midst of everything, good, bad, ugly, whatever's going on, we've always got to be giving thanks. Why? Because this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus. So again, this is like a train, three train cars, joy, and in the middle of joy is prayer, and after that is thanksgiving. My life is a life of prayer, of spending time with God. And when you do that, when God will lead you on how to do it, but you might want to start the morning off with just some praise music and praising Him, or just praying in the Spirit, or praying in your language, and your regular language, whatever you speak, English or Spanish or whatever you speak. And spending time with Him helps you to enter into prayer. I know when I've done that, when I've gotten myself ready, I've gotten found scriptures that I'm basing my prayer on. When I spend time with the Lord and I worship Him, I'm thanking Him, and then I move into that time of prayer, my prayers are effective. Well, the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much or accomplishes much. It's effective and it accomplishes because it's fervent. It's coming from the heart. And all of a sudden, my life becomes a life of prayer. My life becomes a prayer, I should say, because I'm continually feasting on joy and I'm thanking God no matter what comes. And I'm not thanking Him for everything that comes. I'm thanking Him sometimes in the midst of things that are coming. I know I'm skipping around here. I've just written all these down on little post-it notes and such, trying to get all this together. It just kind of came to me this particular way. But let's go back again to Psalm 16, verse 11. I'm going to read that from the Passion Translation again. For you bring me a continual revelation of resurrection life. Praise God. Isn't that beautiful? The path to the bliss that brings me face to face with you. In your presence is fullness of joy, is what we read in the King James. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Let me read it from the Passion again. For you bring me, Psalm 16:11, for you bring me a continual revelation of resurrection life. Isn't that what we need? A continual revelation. I'm aware of that resurrection life, that life of God that's flowing in me. If you've been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. Well, we've been raised to life with Christ in that resurrection life. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death, Paul wrote in Romans. And then he also wrote, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that resurrection life, dwells in you, He shall quicken your mortal body or your human body. He'll quicken this body. You're believing God for healing? Get into the life of God. Spend time with God and drink in more and more and more of that life. Again, for you bring me a continual revelation of resurrection life, the path to the bliss that brings me face to face with you. Passion Translation notes says, there's no Hebrew word for presence. You know, in your presence is fullness of joy here. Nope. When the psalmist wanted to speak of God's presence, he used the Hebrew word for face. Face to face with God. Hallelujah. This may seem very disjointed in all this, because I'm just jumping around between these two scriptures, 1 Thessalonians 5 and Psalm 16. But it's become so real to me of how important it is every day that we spend time with God. Now, I've done that for years, but you know, there are different seasons in our life. And in this particular season in my life, it's become just ultimately important. When we walk through challenging events in our life and we come out and we don't feel like we've walked in faith like we should have, or when we've walked through events in our life and the word has worked because we've continually worked it as best we can. At those times, we need to get back in the word. Don't get lax. You know, what we might look on as defeat or failure, or maybe not coming up to where we wanted to be, God shows us things if we look back and let Him inspect us, and we'll see areas where we were victorious in. I know there have been times in my life when oppression would come against me, challenges would come against me in the mental realm. Everybody's had challenges like that. The battlefield of the mind. He's coming, you feel like you're losing on the battlefield. But in the midst of that, a ray of joy, a ray of light will come. And you know that's God ministering to you. Isn't that wonderful when you know that? Look back on those times. Don't look back on the negative. Don't look back on I didn't do well on that, you know, that exercise of faith or that challenge or that healing or whatever. No, look back and say, God, you walked with me through that, and I'm improving in the word. It's not works. I'm improving in my rest with you because I'm spending time with you. I just want to stop and pray right now. I just feel like there's some people who you've been under oppression. You've been under physical attack or just emotional attack. God loves you, and He wants to meet with you. All right? Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You right now that, Father, You bring a continual revelation of resurrection life when we spend time with You. And, Father, as that translation says, that's the path to bliss that brings us face to face with You, is spending that time with that resurrection life and listening to You and worshiping You and thanking You. Father God, we thank You that in Your presence is fullness of joy. And I pray for this person listening to this right now that they will seek Your face, not what You can do for them, but who You are. Just pure worship of You. And that, Father God, as the song says, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of Your glory and grace. I thank You, Father, that You ministered by Your Holy Spirit to the person listening to this episode today. Minister Your peace as they rest in You. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.